Now, if you'll turn the page to page 55, the rhythm pyramid. This shows the layout, how we go from a whole note all the way down to two eighth notes. And again, the note values are listed at the bottom of the page. What I'd like to do is I'm going to hold one note with my right hand and play some rhythms with my left hand so you can hear the way these dovetail together. So my right hand is first going to play a whole note and hold it for four beats. One, two, listen to the whole note. One, two, three, four. With my left hand, I'm going to play the A just below middle C, just so that sounds pretty too, and we're making harmony. I'm going to play half notes against that whole note. So my right hand is still holding the whole note. My left hand is playing half notes. One, two, ready, play. Two, three, four. Did you hear how the left hand played twice while the right hand held? Now my left hand is going to play quarter notes while my right hand holds the whole notes. And the note I'm choosing is F, below the A I just played. One, two, ready, play. So there I had quarter notes held against the whole note. And last but not least, we're going to divide up each quarter into two eighth notes, and I'm choosing the D below the F I just played, and now I'm going to play two eighth notes against that middle C. One, two, ready, play. Now we can listen to all of those tones and the rhythms they represent so that you can hear it all at one time. Again, if you were playing along with me, I start out with whole note, middle C, the half note was the A below middle C, then the quarter note was F below that A, and then the eighth note was the D below the F. Now listen to it with all the rhythms going on simultaneously.